Welcome to our programming, Falling Into Place, with hosts Jan Markell and Michelle Bachman, brought to you by Olive Tree Ministries. In a fast-moving world driven by news cycle anxiety, Jan and Michelle examine breaking global headlines, cultural shifts, and geopolitics through the lens of Scripture, concluding that, as the Bible predicted, all things are falling into place. Here is today's programming.
I can explain it to you, but I can't understand it for you. Wow, we need merch. This will go down in debate history. Kudos to your bravery once again, but they must realize we are legion right behind you. God is with you. Thank you so much for you guys being with me. I think our audience actually grew. The platform got bigger, and that's the point. This is how we grow. This is how we are legion, because people go, that is such an absurd lie to tell that I now need to look into what Candace has been saying. And so many people then go back and they watch the content and they recognize the holes. And we are doing this because we know that everything is wrong with the Charlie Kirk narrative.
Say there is tremendous online chatter spreading today that must be answered from an evangelical perspective. Self-proclaimed Christians who are at best confused theologically are spreading conspiracies, lies, rumors, and frankly, tall tales. The sad thing is that these purveyors of confusion have influence. Their nonsense pays off for them. I know of pastors who have told me they have lost church members as those attendees bought into the online nuttiness. One pastor, friend of mine, lost several in the church to the vain babblings of Candace Owens and Tucker Carlson, who both say they are Christians. Candace says her followers are legion, not a legion, but legion, in light of what she is saying and will demonstrate in just a minute. Clearly she is driven by the demonic. Not at all surprising in that we are in the last of the last days and evil is to wax worse and worse, according to 2 Timothy 3. Jesus asked the demon-possessed man in Mark 5, what was his name? And he replied, legion. Candace keeps saying she is on God's platform. I repeat, God's platform. I am not so sure, as she is riddled with hatred. For one thing, she hates Christian Zionism, and that pesky Scofield Bible is loathed by these people as it talks about the end times. Candace hates Scofield, the Jews, prophecy, and the truth as much as Tucker does, and she says so in this clip.
I think Israel could do anything. I mean, anything. And Christian Zionists would just say, oh, but God will bless those who bless Israel. And so I'm just wondering, like, where is the Christian crowd? Because you do hear this a lot. You hear people that just sound like robots. They all say the same thing. It's not thoughtful, right? It's, you know, Israel is our closest ally. Israel will forever be our ally. That's a nonsense, stupid statement to make about any country in the world. Again, what is Christian Zionism? Okay. What is dispensationalism? What is it that these people believe? And so when I started doing the research, I went, aha, there is this thing called the Scofield Bible. Most people don't know because you're raised, you go to church, you go to Baptist church from the South, and you read the Bible, and the Bible's got notations, and then you have a pastor who's telling you what all of these verses mean, the King James Bible, and this is what this verse means, and take it to the bank. And you never stop and ask yourself, well, who made these notations? What inspired Scofield to make these notations? Of course, right when I had it on my heart to start speaking about this particular Bible, and it's taken me a lot of time because I don't wish to offend other Christians. I don't wish to offend the people who really a large part of everything that I've been through in this pull that brought me back to the Catholic faith. I owe a large part of my career to so many Christians around the world who have supported me from the very beginning. And so I've struggled with how to have this conversation, and I realized that there is no right moment to tell people the truth. And of course, at the moment that I made up my mind to tell people the truth, I then saw that Tucker Carlson had on John Rich, the country artist John Rich, and believe it or not, just a couple of weeks ago, they were talking about the Scofield Bible.
So dispensational theology, which I call left behind theology, is under terrible attack. Few want to hear about the rapture, the tribulation, the Antichrist, the literal millennium, and a separate and distinct role for Israel and the church. And maybe Candace's millions of followers know she will hammer the truth of the Lord's return and the role of the Jews in the last days. She's a recent convert to Catholicism, so she sees the church as the new Israel. But what is surprising is that many evangelicals are buying into her heresies and lies. But Candace Owens' anger and confusion doesn't stop there. Here she is lambasting Ben Shapiro, who is her former boss, and you can't blame Ben for giving her the axe and firing her some time ago. Here she spews hatred for all things Israel. In fact, she says the Jews are responsible for slavery. Who knew? How did this escape the history books? My civics class kept this secret from me. Let's hear this.
But the rest of the world can't stand you. You're obnoxious. You have absolutely no values that exist outside of the Talmud. You describe yourself as a Talmudic Jew, and I've learned what's in that Talmud, and I encourage other people at home to learn what is in that Talmud so that you know what Ben thinks of you, because he doesn't just hate me. He hates you too, white men. He hates all black people, okay? If he's following the rules of the Talmud, I mean, when I say hates, they think that we're animals, that they have a right to own us, that they have a right to make us worship them, that they have a right to lie to us, that they have a right to sue us and take everything that we have, that they have a right to deceive us, that they have a right to treat Charlie the way that he treated Charlie while he was alive, only to then try to defraud the population into thinking that he is somehow a part of his legacy, that he's to these people who believe that they are contract lords. I challenge Black Americans to wake up to your true history, because your quarrel is not with white men, okay? Wake up to who publishes these books and keeps us warring with one another. Christians versus Christians, right? Christians versus Muslims. Wake up and learn the true history of slavery, because that wasn't exactly a white men sport, okay? Jewish people were the ones that were trading us. Jewish people were in control of the slave trade. They've buried a lot of it, but it's there, and you can find it. Like, please let me go. Stop telling people you're chosen. You are not chosen except within the synagogue of Satan, clearly, because everything you do is the manufacturing of lies, bullying.
So this kind of animosity is clearly demonic. Demonic. Is that why Legion is behind her? Not a Legion, but Legion. I am sure if Candace is a good follower of the Catholic Church, she's certainly into good works and probably treating people with kindness, but I see none of that kindness. That is, I see the doctrine of demons spoken of in 1 Timothy 4:1, but the Spirit says expressly that in the latter times some shall fall away from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons. Seducing spirits and doctrines of demons are running rampant today. They're consuming society, but what is obsessing these latter-day false teachers, the nation of Israel and the Jewish people? They are even to be blamed for slavery. And legions of demons are spreading this kind of last days nonsense. Discern the times, friends. You must, or you will be consumed by the lies being spewed by modern day fools who do not give heed to the seducing spirits.
Thanks for joining us today. Contact us through our website, olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org. You can call us Monday through Friday at 763-559-4444. That's 763-559-4444. We get our mail when you write to Olive Tree Ministries, Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 5511. That's Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. Join us for each program as we look up, count down, and see how all the predicted events of the Bible are falling into place.